News, I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired two projectiles into the sea off East Coast, according to a statement from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The statement said that the projectiles were fired Friday morning from near a city into the sea of Japan. The JCS said South Korea's military is monitoring the situation in case of additional launches. Friday's launch was the sixth since last month, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling them a solemn warning over U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises that began this month. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is not concerned with the launches because they are short-range missiles. Israel has been criticized for barring two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East. As AP Sagar Magani reports, Democratic Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have been vocal critics of Israel and its treatment of Palestinians.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says criticism is fine, but supporting a boycott against Israel is not, and that's what Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are doing, so he won't let them in. The decision came shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing them to enter would show great weakness. It's an unprecedented move, and former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Danny Aiello says the prime minister picked the least bad option.
He had no choice but to take President Trump's advice.
Omar says Israel's instituting the president's Muslim ban, this time against elected lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the move is beneath Israel's dignity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The United States criticized Thursday the government of Afghanistan for releasing from jail and into house arrest the key fraud perpetrator before the conclusion of a sentence, allegedly in return for a multi-million-dollar campaign donation. The U.S. reaction came after a spokesman for President Ashraf Ghani confirmed the former Kabul Bank chief executive, Khalilullah Ferozi, had been transferred to his residence because of his deteriorating health. President Trump says he does not want to see China's government violently crack down on protesters in Hong Kong. Mr. Trump Thursday afternoon said that China's President Xi Jinping could solve the situation quickly by meeting with protest leaders.
He's a man I like a lot. I get along with him very well, President Xi. And I said that I would be willing to bet that if he sat down with the protesters, a group of representative protesters, I'll bet he'd work it out in 15 minutes. I bet he'd work it out very quickly.
China's ambassador to London warned Thursday that foreign forces should stop interfering in an internal Chinese matter. The U.S. and China are in the midst of a contentious, drawn-out trade negotiation. Mr. Trump said Thursday he still believes China wants to make a deal. Ethnic rebel forces in Myanmar killed at least 14 people Thursday and what appeared to be coordinated attacks on an elite military college and other government targets in the country's north, according to a military spokesman. The armed groups have been fighting Myanmar military for several decades for greater autonomy for ethnic minorities. The Confederation of Ethnic Forces, known as the Northern Alliance, claimed credit for the attacks. A statement from the military said the attackers used 107-millimeter rocket launchers and 2 of 5 assaults. Gibraltar has released the Iranian oil tanker detained by British Marines last month. We give more from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Thursday's release of the Grace One was expected. Its captain and three officers had already been set free. But hours before, the plot thickened when UK officials said the United States had applied to seize the Grace One, which appeared to scupper hopes of defusing tensions. The Chief Justice of Gibraltar's Supreme Court said there was no US application before it, while Iran's ambassador to London said the US had been desperately trying to block the Grace One's release. EU nations have been trying to save Iran's nuclear deal with international powers. Washington has pulled out of the agreement, but Europe wants to keep it alive.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.